Our initiative has been involved the last 3 years in collecting material about the prevalence, the consequences, and the impacts of violence experienced by children. We believe it's a fundamental issue in the Sustainable Development Goals. We have a lot of experiments around the world, small-scale programs that are making a huge difference for communities and for families. But unless we join the dots between all of these efforts, and unless we achieve some of this change at scale, it is extremely difficult to really impact the numbers of children who need our help today. For example, our report has done estimation of the burden of global violence against children, and we find that 1.7 billion children in 2015 had experienced interpersonal violence in a previous year. This includes corporal punishment at the hands of their parents, it includes physical fights and bullying at school, it includes sexual violence if you're an adolescent girl, or physical violence if you're an adolescent girl. So this huge burden of violence, 1.7 billion children, it cannot be impacted by just small-scale programs. We need to go to scale if we're going to make a difference in the lives of these children now and ensure that they grow into healthy adults.
What kind of investments in scalable solutions have been done by your organizations?
Our initiative was focused really on documenting the evidence. Because unless you have evidence, it's very hard to persuade many of the actors that we can change the situation on the ground now. Many people believe that violence is just intrinsic to human nature. They can't believe that we can make a change. But by bringing together evidence of programs that have worked around the world, we can show that you can make a difference and you can bring in change. So our contribution to this movement is in bringing together evidence, credible evidence, bringing together the numbers, the solutions, in a platform that can reach policymakers around the world.
Another key issue of the high-level event was to reiterate the commitment to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals for children by 2030 through innovation and collective action. What is the relative commitment of your organization?
Our organization was set up to motivate and mobilize action based on knowledge and evidence. We know that we must evaluate what we are doing in order to learn the best lessons and to make sure our investments are absolutely on target. We also know, though, that the work that researchers bring to the table has to be complemented by every actor in the world to ensure that we are making a difference for children. Children's experience of violence and abuse is interwoven with the lack of security of their families, lack of safety in their communities. It's a really big social issue, and therefore you need a social movement. So our contribution is really to keep the spotlight on knowledge and evidence, to make sure it is shared across actors, that we are all studying what we are doing, measuring our impact, and sharing lessons, so that in a short span of time, by 2030, we can truly see a shift in the way in which, as a society, we raise our children to live in a world that is free of violence and that is peaceful.
What do you believe is the main challenge in the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals for Children by 2030?
I think the challenge is the scale, frankly, because we do have large numbers of children. I mean, today we're talking about the importance of addressing, you know, education issues. Still large numbers, millions of children are still not in school. We have a huge backlog. We have children still dying of preventable diseases. We have children still, you know, being exposed to all kinds of horrors, you know, in terms of exploitation and so on. There is a vast issue of just more political will to address this issue. And I think we have to do a much better on that front. I think the challenge is not knowledge. I don't think it is solutions. There are plenty in today's event. We heard from a variety of stakeholders about the important work they're doing to change the lives of children and their families and their communities. But you also need political will. A lot of these sectors are underfunded. Many of them are being cut back by governments. So we need to keep making the case so that we ensure that we realize that if our children today are deprived, it only affects the children of tomorrow. And we are perpetuating deep cycles of inequality and poverty. And for me, the key issue is this. If we don't address the violence that children experience, which is often hidden and not spoken about, we don't understand the impact it has on even education and health. So on the one hand, we're trying to increase our investment in education and health, but on the other hand, by not addressing violence, we're not addressing one of the core reasons why children don't study, can't learn, are pushed out of school, are unable to complete school because of their everyday experiences of violence. All of these have to come together. And I think the challenge is both political will, but also coordination. All of us working together across all of these issues to really see change for children.